in church, please bow with me in prayer. Father, thank you for this day and for another opportunity that we have to gather as your people and worship you, and also to see what you have for us, to see the different ways that you have asked us to grow from the book of Amos. God, it's not a regular book that we would come to very often, but we are grateful for the privilege to examine your word today. God, we pray that every word that I would say, that every thought that I would have, and every thought that we all have as to how we can apply this passage would be God-honoring. We ask that you would help us to grow in conformance with your Son's image. Father, we ask this all in your Son's powerful, sovereign, and precious name. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to start out our time by thinking about the relationship between two different words in English. Those two different words I'd like to think through are if and then. Many times we use these two words in a sentence. The if word is explaining a condition or something hypothetical. If this event happens, we know the second part, then we're likely to get a specific type of result. We see these types of relationships in our daily lives and our daily interactions when we think through just the regular things we do. If we go to work, then we will get paid, just very, very simply. Or if we eat enough, then we won't be hungry after the meal. Or if we sleep, then we won't be tired. Or if we work hard, then we will profit in some way from our work. Or if we drive too fast, then we might get a ticket. And we could go on and on and on through hundreds of different examples where if we do something, then we will have a specific result. That's a very similar idea to the main idea that we're going to consider in Amos chapter 5 this morning, which you'll see the main idea I have written on the screen. If we seek the Lord, we will live. And it's stated as a command, rather, seek the Lord. Our job as believers, as Christians, is to full-heartedly and with full devotion to seek the Lord. If we do that, the promise is that we will live. For us, we know that we will live, as in we will have eternal life with Christ if we seek the Lord. But also, we will experience the most full sense of our lives now. To truly live, to truly enjoy life, is to be a Christian, somebody walking in right relationship with God. Now, thus far in the book of Amos, we've seen a lot of different aspects of how the Lord is speaking through the prophet. We're going to spend most of our time this morning in this middle section because we're in chapter 5. That's where we're going to see a lot of the aspects of the accusations for Israel's idolatry and hypocrisy, as well as the Lord and Amos's call for the Israel to repent. Now, our message this morning, before we go into chapter 5, it's very helpful for us to see the relationship between our passage and between chapter 4, which Connor covered the last time he was here. As we'll see in our passage, Amos and the Lord are speaking through an oracle. What is an oracle? An oracle is a divine revelation from God through an intermediary or a go-between person. That's Amos, the prophet. As far as this goes, we know this form of speech because we know there's often a command to hear or listen to the Lord. And then there's a reference often with the Lord declaring a message. And then oftentimes, even in the speech, which we'll even see today, the Lord speaks in the first person saying, I did this, or I did that, as far as that goes. So we've already seen two oracles thus far, which Connor covered both of these. First, in chapter 3, verse 1, Amos started, hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O people of Israel. So the command was to listen. And then in chapter 3, he outlined Israel's various types of sins and the type of judgment that they'll receive. And then in Amos 4, verse 1, he said, hear this word, O cows of Bashan, who are on the mountain of Samaria, who oppress the poor, who crush the needy, who say to your husbands, bring that we may drink. And then in chapter 4, we then saw more aspects of the ways that Israel will be judged. There's a repeated phrase, a deadly phrase that we saw set at least five times, seven words. Yet you did not return to me, declares the Lord. Again, yet you did not return to me, declares the Lord. Before that phrase was repeated, God explained several different ways that he was increasing the heat for Israel, that he was judging them and trying to bring the right punishment for them. Not that they would just be punished, but that they would repent from their sin, that they would seek the Lord. Yet, through all of those different types of punishment, Israel remained hard-hearted. They remained stubborn in their sin. I think this is important for us to know because this is the backdrop for our passage, which is where we're going to see a lot of, even most of this chapter, which we're going to cover the first 17 verses of, outline different forms of punishment or judgment that